Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after the 2:30 news, Vic Mignogna is going to join us. He is the star and the creator of Star Trek Continues, a fan fiction-based production that you can check out the episodes on online. They're free, and they're really terrific, and we'll talk about that coming up after the 2:30 news. All right, so I have seen on TV 9 cookbooks based on cartoons. So here we go. Let's see if you would buy any of these, Esmeralda. Bob's Burgers cookbook.
Totally get that.
$12. In every episode of Bob's Burgers, the title character comes up with a new burger of the day. The punny titles range from New Baconings, and to the Fig-Etta Bouted Burger. Everyone really seems to enjoy Bob's food, and now you can make the burgers yourself with this extensive Packed with Puns cookbook. So you'd get that one?
For sure. I actually went a few months ago to a Bob's Burgers-themed event where they did burgers and they paired it with
beer. Yeah, you talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob's Burgers, funny show. All right, how about this one? A cookbook from the world of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's all just pizza.
That would be my guess, right? $24 for the book.
That's
all they eat is pizza in a sewer. These crime-fighting turtles scarf down a lot of pizza in their downtime, and now you can make these pies inspired by the eating habits of Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, and Leonardo. All 65 recipes are by the Pizza Whiz behind the blog Thursday Night Pizza. I don't know that blog. Do you know that blog, Thursday Night Pizza?
I do not.
All right, how about this one? Pokemon.
Okay. I don't know any food that they ate. Do they eat food?
I don't know. I've never... I mean, I saw the... I the only Pokemon exposure that I've ever had was when I saw the movie in 1999, the first Pokemon movie that came out, and I had no idea what the hell was going on, and I spent most of the movie completely freaked out. I was just like, I don't know what's going on right now, and this is kind of scaring me. And I don't do the Pokemon Go... I still love though one of that story from last year. The dummy who was playing, he hit the cop car. That's what I get for playing this dumbass game. you may not have any Oran berries on hand. I guess that's something that they eat, Dan.
Beats me.
But this cookbook will walk you through how to make adorable food that looks like various monsters from the franchise. Oh, so you can create Pokemon looking food.
I'm out.
Okay. How about Garfield?
Is it all lasagna?
It's probably, right? $17 for the Garfield cookbook. Mondays are the worst, but they're a little better with home-cooked lasagna. You can find a recipe for that and many other Garfield-related treats with the Gooseberry Patch cookbook. There are 230 recipes. Jeez. 230 recipes to choose from and even little quips from Jim Davis, the creator himself. I just thought he ate lasagna. Okay. How about Adventure Time?
That's a very story, fantasy, fairy tale. So yeah. I don't know what kind of food they eat. They eat food.
$18. Get ready to make bacon pancakes and lots of other dishes from the land of Ooh. The official cookbook details how to make soy people tofu, magic barbecue ribs, pink and fluffy cream puffs, and more. SpongeBob. Only $2 for the SpongeBob book.
Oh, wow.
Do you get square pants with it?
It's a bunch of...
I remember...
What are the burgers?
The White Castle.
Sea burgers.
Oh, sliders?
No.
Because they're square.
Right, but what they call them in the show.
Oh, I don't know. I remember when I was calling the Logan Theater years ago when the SpongeBob movie came out. The first SpongeBob movie came out.
Krabby Patty.
Oh, Krabby Patty. I was calling the Logan to get the showtimes for a movie, mm-hmm. and SpongeBob was playing in one of the theaters, and the guy who did the recording said, in theater number 3, SpongeBob has square pants. That was exactly how he said it.
Yeah, I mean, he does.
He does. SpongeBob has square pants. That was how he... SpongeBob is one of the best fry cooks in Bikini Bottom. And he will never try a Pretty Patty or a Krusty Krab pizza. At the very least, children will enjoy the beginner's cookbook based on the cartoon. The recipes are geared towards 7 to 9-year-olds who are learning their way around the kitchen. All the recipes are meant to be very healthy. Frozen, the TV or the movie, $23. If the songs from Frozen somehow stuck in your head, you can hum them while you're making wintry snacks from this recipe book. It comes with cookie cutters that are shaped like Olaf and snowflakes. Nicktoons, $5. Like the SpongeBob cookbook, this spiral-bound guide aims to get kids interested in cooking. There's a 56-page book that has plenty of easy recipes that a kid will love, like mac and cheese, popcorn, and more. And then finally, Esmeralda, DC Superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
$19. Be the hero of any party by making one of the themed dishes in this cookbook. Most of the options are normal foods that are then fashioned with the DC Heroes logos, like burgers get Superman's S shield, pizzas get Green Lantern's insignia, and cupcakes become bat signals. To help get the shapes right, the book comes with stencils and character cutouts.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So there you go. I guess the Bob's Burgers is the one that that probably stands out the most, and I still can't believe there's 230 recipes in the Garfield one.
There's a lot of different versions of lasagna.
Yeah, I guess. Well, there you go. Those are available, and they're real. And we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then Vic Mignogna is going to join me, creator and star of Star Trek Continues. That's coming up right after the news, which is next.